you know, it's easy to catch a Jezebel, but or a Delilah, or a scorner, or whatever. It's really easy, people. It's really easy. I'm just going to read the Bible and let you hear it for yourself. How easy it really is. So, all you have to do is go to James chapter 3. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Now notice I said work, right? So you know if they're faith plus works to be saved, they're, first of all, that's demonic, because it's, Paul says, let them be accursed if they preach another gospel. Again, let them be accursed, any angel or any human or any creature that preaches a false gospel besides faith alone and Jesus alone. Confusion and every evil work. If you're trying to have a normal, healthy conversation and it goes off the deep end into the confusion, even if it's your wife, you know what she's doing. You know what she is. You know she's trying to manipulate. She's a master manipulator. She learned it from her mama or the TV or the news. She's trying to be queen bee, worship me. She's trying to be a queen bee, worship me. I actually coined a few new words this week. Drunktard and queen bee, worship me, you know. And there's another one, I forget what it was, but anyway. The drunktard should spread over the internet very soon. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality. And if you don't know what that word means, it's like he tells you in this book. He says the rich people, they let them sit up front, and the poor people, they let them sit back. What is that about? That's not spiritual. That's partial. Or they would sit down and talk to the rich, but they wouldn't sit down and talk to the poor. Partiality. They thought money made them spiritual. And without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace to them that make peace. So the confusion versus peace. What you'll find out with Jezebel, you'll try to lead Jezebel and you'll say some stuff. And you could use the word narcissist, same thing. You could use the word narcissist. So you try to lead this narcissist in peace and patience and truth and take your time. And the Jezebel will say, no, do it now, do it now. No peace, no peace. 3 months later, they say, okay, well, I'll just let you take the lead. And we'll just do it like you said. I mean, we'll do it this way. Like it's their idea, but that's what you said 3 months ago. They're rebellious. They will not listen to anybody's leadership. They have an agenda, and they're going to do everything under the sun to get their agenda. They don't have peace. They're not going to wait on God. You have everything you need right now, but they're in a hurry. They're in a hurry. They want to overtake you. The Jezebel spirit versus God's spirit, You can look at it as Elijah and Jezebel. Jezebel's trying to be a leader in the energy of the flesh, and she destroys herself, and she destroys anybody that follows her. But then when the true leader holds it together, then she tries to run back to that leader and say, this is what we're going to do, this will be right, and I'm willing to submit, but that was your idea all along. But even then, this is what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Do you understand the insanity of the narcissist? They see you doing it right, but they're such master manipulators. They're destroying yourself. They're destroying, trying to destroy you, destroy themselves, and destroy any kind of relationship. It wasn't really a relationship, it was a situationship. So they're trying to destroy the situationship, themselves, and you. And when you hold it together, they finally say, well, I'm going to pretend to submit and do it their way. But it, all along, is to try to keep you on the, what's the, keep you on the back burner while they try to find somebody else that's going to submit to them, and try to keep you on the back burner, and you're still just submitting to God. You're not going to change. You're never going to change. As a matter of fact, the more that time goes on, you're going to actually see the Jezebel spirit come out more and more, and you're going to learn their games and how they manipulate people. And you're going to watch them, and everything that comes out of their mouth is upside down. And you're going to say, I already know what you're going to do next because I've learned how you manipulate people. And you call it from God when it's from the devil. All you'd have to do is zip your lips, sit down and say, what are we going to do now? Well, this is what we're going to do. Every evil work. Notice the Jezebel spirit, the narcissistic spirit. They're out doing every evil work, and they're trying to call you evil when they're evil. You're doing it in peace. Let's look at this again. The wisdom that is from above, you're doing it in purity. Purity of heart, peaceable, you're gentle, it's easy to lead, to be entreated. You're not telling him, we got to do it. This is what I think. I believe this will work out. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, you're treating everybody the same, treating them like they treat you, treating other people the same, and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So, you're trying to have peace, and they're sitting there saying, you care about peace more than you care about me. Well, the fact that I'm trying to keep you in peace and me in peace means I care about you and me. You're actually master manipulating the scripture and reality. What you just said proves that your mind is convoluted and upside down. You are definitely a narcissist because you're still trying to get your own way, because everything you say that's biblical, they flip it upside down as evil. It's really sick. It's toxic. It's sick. It's master manipulation. MM is master manipulation. 1313, Mockingbird Lane. And so these master manipulators are actually trying to manipulate God's word when you say, hey, I'm looking for peace. Well, you love peace more than you love me. No, when you love peace, that means you love the other person. These are master manipulator demonic spirits coming out of their mouth. Everything that you say that is biblical, they try to flip it because they want it to happen now. Because if they can rush you into something, you're going to make a mistake. These people are sick. We're talking about people who can take the Bible, and when you speak and live and act according to the Bible, flip everything upside down and turn it inside out to make it look like it's anti-Bible. When you can just read it to them, you can sit. But see, here's what the reason they do this, because they don't care about the Bible. They don't care about God's word. They only care about the 3D experience. Well, I got to have a baby now before I'm 30. I don't care about waiting on God. I want it now. I married one of them, Pentecostal cult, ecumenical Pentecostal cult member. We got to get married now. Take our time. Nah, let's do it now. I want a baby now. You're taking a bath because you don't want me to have a baby. What? Where'd that come? What are you smoking? Well, I'm gonna go find me a man and I'll have a baby. Yeah, it's all about you. It's not God's will, it's your will. And I promise you, that baby that she's gonna have with somebody else is probably gonna be a demonic baby. She's probably gonna have a wide open awakening one day. It might take a lifetime, but eventually she'll wake up to it. This is what I'm saying. These brute beast flesh creatures do not want to wait on God. They don't have patience. They want to do it their way, their will. Queen bee me, queen bee now, queen bee. Instead of waiting on God and living in the now, they want to make something happen that they didn't trust the man to be the leader. If they would have trusted the man from the get-go to be the leader, it would all worked out. But they wanted to usurp the authority, usurp your boss, usurp the man, usurp the leadership of whatever ship it is. And so they destroy the ship. And then they have to blame the leadership when they're the ones that destroyed it from the get-go. And they never really had true love. Anyway, you were just trying the spirits. You already knew. They don't even love themselves. If they're drinking themselves to death, drugging themselves, partying, bar hopping, every word out of their mouth sounds like a cursing devil. They hate themselves. You can actually just sit there and listen to them talk. They actually hate themselves. And so if they hate themselves, they hate you. And so it's so obvious what you're dealing with that these people are so ignorant. They think you're ignorant like them. They're trying to do the energy of the flesh and call it God's will instead of waiting on God. They're wanting to step above and before God, and they're gonna do, and if you're waiting on God, they're gonna go find somebody that doesn't wait on God, and they're gonna crash and burn in the next scenario. And they're gonna be scratching their head saying, well, wait a minute. Well, he's still doing good. He's building a business, he's happy, he's content, he's not stressed, he's still doing what he was doing from the get-go. Yeah, because he's listening to God. Listen. The wisdom that is from above is first pure. He's not running the street. He's not chasing skirts. Then peaceable. He's just living in peace with people. Gentle. He's still gentle. Easily to be entreated. Yeah. Full of mercy and good fruits. He was doing that last year when you met him, and he's still doing it. And you're out there running the streets, and you have no peace, and you're still drinking just to soothe yourself. Without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness sown in peace and them that make peace. The Bible says, mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. So you got these Jezebel spirits that see you in peace. They have no peace. They want to yoke up with you and take your peace. They want a vampire and get your peace. But they don't realize peace is from within. You can't hijack somebody else's peace. If you don't have it, you better go to God. You can't vampire peace off of somebody. They're either in peace or they're not. And so you go on down the street, keep running the streets, go find you every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and see how it works out. Because you're destroying your heart, you're destroying your soul. You're actually revealing that you never had peace. You never got born again. You're a hellbound sinner. And everybody you come across, you're trying to get over and manipulate and queen bee them to submit to you and kiss your feet. And you speak like the world. You walk like the world. You think like the world. And you're upside down like the world. And where's the world going? To hell in a handbasket.